Welcome to the Spectrum Policy Podcast, brought to you by Policy Tracker, which also produces news, research, and training about spectrum management. My name is Richard Haas, and I'm a journalist and analyst here at Policy Tracker. In today's episode, we will be talking about the controversial upper 6 GHz band. It's an often discussed band in the spectrum policy world, and at the heart of it lies a disagreement about who needs it most. The mobile industry and the bodies that represent it argue it's essential for the band to be assigned for mobile operators to use it in their networks. They say operators need the band to improve capacity, and they also argue it'll be important for 6G in the future. The Wi-Fi industry, on the other hand, argues the band would be better suited for Wi-Fi use, meaning unlicensed use. The lower 6 GHz band is already being used for Wi-Fi in many markets, and the Wi-Fi industry thinks it should be expanded to include the upper 6 GHz band. This leaves regulators across the world in the middle. Some, such as the FCC in the United States and other Latin American countries, have decided to allocate the entire band for unlicensed services and Wi-Fi. While in the East, major markets like China have recently assigned the entire band for IMT use, meaning mobile use. Most countries, however, have yet to decide, and many are waiting for the upcoming World Radio Communication Conference this year before they reach a decision. Now, Ofcom in the UK has announced a sort of radical plan. It wants to do both. The regulator says it wants to enable both mobile and Wi-Fi to share the band through what it calls a hybrid sharing solution. And with me here today is Christina Data. She's the Director of Spectrum Policy and Analysis at Ofcom. As I mentioned, many regulators have assigned the band for either Wi-Fi or mobile. Why haven't they considered a sharing solution like Ofcom has?
I think what we have done, and I appreciate, Richard, you've talked about a very, very controversial band. I think it's very controversial because of these two different technologies targeting it. But I think there's also consideration with regards to what is the situation in the country. So in the US, the solution going Wi-Fi was driven by the presence of fixed links in that band. Whilst here in the UK, and there are studies across Europe, we're actually considering how we can best allocate the band in a kind of win-win approach, a sort of remove the controversial and make it actually the most innovative band, particularly as we see and going towards the wireless broadband development into 6G, additional demand for spectrum. There is no greenfield spectrum that needs to be used. So how can we enable more coexistence between different services, starting from the upper 6 GHz band, where we want to enable, we want to try to enable, and we want industry engage with us, both mobile and Wi-Fi use in the band.
Yeah, I think, you know, sharing is always quite a popular idea in the mobile industry and the Wi-Fi industry. But when it comes down to it, people are reluctant to do it. I think there's this idea that it's either going to be Wi-Fi or it's going to be mobile. And maybe Ofcom has decided, maybe there's another thing there that we can do.
Absolutely. We are trying to stimulate that discussion, and we've actually triggered some additional work within the CEPT, the European body that is preparing for the World Radio Conference, to actually explore the potential of an hybrid solution in the band, because we believe it will deliver the greatest benefit for citizens and consumers, because I'm sure you and me don't really necessarily care whether it's mobile or Wi-Fi. We want to be able to do the things we want to do, whether we are on the move or whether we are at home or in any indoor environment. And we've explored with this document several different options. I wouldn't say that we've got nailed the answer. That's why we want industry to engage with us, to help us on this journey, particularly because we believe this will only continue. Coexistence between services will become more and more important as demand grows.
Yeah. So let's talk to some of the options that you're proposing the document. It's quite a few, but you've got these two areas, geographical sharing and the kind of indoor-outdoor split. And then there's various technologies that make those two things happen. So maybe let's start with the indoor-outdoor sharing. What's the idea there?
So the idea is based on the different type of usage scenarios. Wi-Fi is predominantly used as an indoor technology. So when you come into a building, very often you immediately connect to Wi-Fi. Definitely when I come home, I leave the cellular network outside and I connect on my Wi-Fi network. So we believe, also we have published some studies with regards to the penetration losses of mobile outdoor versus indoor. And we believe there is a potential opportunity there to be explored, together with also this potential geographical difference in the way in which we use the spectrum. And again, these are just areas we're touching upon. We want to check with industry. So we're asking industry, how would you feel about this? Do you think this is a realistic approach, considering the fact, particularly, as you said at the beginning, that mobile in this band is particularly a capacity mobile. So we believe it will be needed in limited parts of the UK to deliver that capacity where you've got a very, very high footfall. So you could also have a database that identify what we've called priority area or high priority areas that differentiate between where you can use mobile or where you can use Wi-Fi. And I know that you've mentioned the fact that we've touched upon some technologies as well that could be supporting there. The use of databases could then again add an additional element, that is the time element to the geography element again.
Right. So it's geographical, not just kind of, you know, on a city level or a country level. It could be a stadium is allowed to use Wi-Fi and then everything outside of that is allowed to mobile. And both technologies need to have that built in so they can speak to each other and make sure they don't interfere.
Absolutely. And this is what we're highlighting also in the document. We need some coexistent mechanism to be embedded in the devices as well. So Wi-Fi is very good with a listen before talk technology, but Wi-Fi only listens to other Wi-Fi sort of signal being transmitted. All of a sudden, to enable this, we need Wi-Fi to become to be able to listen before talk with mobile as well.
We touched on databases, and there's also sensing, which is kind of idea of having sensors built into this like database. Briefly explain what that is.
So this is the idea mostly of these listen before talk as well. So and how we can be supported through a database. So you've got devices that actually communicate with your database on an ongoing basis and can sense each other and can sense what is transmitting when. And how the combination of the two, which we haven't fully explored, but we think there is something there, could actually enable these coexistence to work. We're also talking, to be honest, with playing a little bit with power levels. So how can you potentially reduce the power in a mobile network to actually enable the Wi-Fi network to coexist with it?
Mm-hmm. And how would this work with incumbents? So in the UK, it's mostly fixed links in that band that you'd have to work around, I guess. They would be built into this database or whatever it ends up being, wouldn't there?
Yes, there are quite more incumbent than just the fixed links. There is also some radio astronomy, some PMSC uses in the band. They will need to be considered. We will need to consider the location in particular of the fixed links, where they are. We're not excluding that in some cases we could keep all of the fixed links, but clearly we can try and manage the location of the fixed links where they are not completely impeding the use of a spectrum by others.
Yeah, and dealing with the fixed links is something that's already happening in America, isn't it? They're using an automated frequency control system, or they're very close to developing that. And because you know where the fixed links are, it's relatively simple, at least in theory, but it's you know, taken a while to get there.
Absolutely. And in our document, we also include references to the automated frequency coordination tool as something that could be used as well in this band as a database that manages the incumbents, but also in this case, the two new sharers that we are considering under the hybrid approach.
So this is something that the UK could never do on its own. I mean, spectrum is always global. You need to have the kind of bigger market dynamics of bigger markets for vendors to start making equipment. What is the approach Ofcom is taking here? Where do you go first? Who do you try to convince first? What's the kind of approach? What's the timeline for getting this done?
Well, clearly we are working within CPT, and we have started this work on hybrid sharing, which is likely to complete in early 2025, so quite beyond the timeframe of the World Radio Conference. And we think that actually by enabling this hybrid approach and ensuring this hybrid approach is considered across the CPT countries, it would also enable countries to make and decide on different and potential different timing and different technologies at different times. It gives more flexibility, actually, and in future proofs the decision, if we can make sure that we consider it, but it's taken into account in the development for the user, future authorization and use of this band.
Right, so you've got CPT, and then eventually, I mean, the working groups that develop 5G standards and develop Wi-Fi standards, they will also need to be on board eventually, won't they?
Well, in a way, we know that ecosystems already exist on both sides. As you said at the beginning, there are two sort of different blocks that are developing, ecosystem for Wi-Fi and ecosystem for mobile. Yes, they will need to take into account the fact that an hybrid solution may be needed to actually, in our view, deliver the greatest benefit to citizens and consumers, and actually ensuring as well the most efficient use of the spectrum.
Yeah, absolutely. So I mentioned earlier that some big markets have already decided, you know, the US and various other American countries in the Americas have decided to go for unlicensed use. And China recently decided to make the entire band available for the mobile industry. Do you think there's a risk that the UK or maybe Europe, if this is more widely adopted, is kind of falling behind in the timeline? Because, you know, China's, when they sign a band, they're quite quick to start using it. And in America, we've already seen 6 gigahertz deployments, and AFC is very close to being finished there as well. So by kind of deciding on a more nuanced approach, do you think there's a risk that Europe could fall behind?
I think, and what Ofcom thinks, is that in reality, by introducing this innovative approach, we will be able to achieve, as I said, the best of both worlds for consumers out there. And in reality, as I said, because there are ecosystems already in development, you could start with Wi-Fi, but you could also have a solution that allows for growth of these hybrid approach across Europe. That's what we hope. That's where we want to see the engagement. Again, it's not a matter of being the first. It's a matter to actually developing a solution that would benefit the UK.
Yeah, and I think to give Ofcom some credit, when Ofcom decided this is a different band, the 3.8 to 4.2 gigahertz would be well suited for local deployments. It was kind of, derided it a bit. People said there's no equipment in that band, you know, why would you consider that? And now, a few years on from that decision, it's being worked on a CPT, and what the UK did is kind of being used as a template for potentially using that band in Europe more widely. So it's not an impossible task that the UK can pursue this, and Ofcom can pursue this, I think, and make it a more commonplace idea.
Absolutely, that's exactly what we hope for, to actually showcase the benefit of an hybrid approach in this band, particularly because in many cases, if we look at potential future bands, it's never going to be easy. So start thinking, particularly for the mobile industry, about having to share, having to consider coexistence with existing incumbent in something that will become more and more important to have access to additional spectrum. The moment we look into 6G, the bands that are currently being targeted are all being already authorized to other users that deliver significant benefit to the UK. So how can we make sure that there is growth, that there is capacity that can be added where capacity is needed, not at the expense of other users? This is part of our strategy. We want to ensure innovation and growth for both existing and new users.
Yeah, I think you touched on something really interesting there, the kind of running out of kind of green field spectrum, that's what they call it, where most spectrum has users in it and is not easy to kick out those users. And I think the mobile industry has been talking about 7 gigahertz to 24 gigahertz range. And I've heard you kind of respond to that by saying, look, you know, those ranges are occupied. So it makes sense to me to think about sharing. And maybe you could apply this not just to 6 gigahertz, but to the various bands in that range. Because we're going to have to share. You know, there's no other way to accompany everyone in those bands.
Yes, we've almost reached a little bit a tipping point in the sense of this perceived exclusive access from mobile may be quite difficult, if not impossible, to be delivered going forward. And also, if we consider the bands that are under consideration, bands that are very high in frequency, it may be also less spectrum efficient to actually offer these bands, authorize these bands on a nationwide basis, when in reality they are needed for capacity and in a very, very small portion of the UK, potentially. Similarly to what we are doing and we're proposing at the moment with our millimeter wave approach that has identified area of high demands and will consider awarding spectrum only in area of high demands where we believe there will be excess demand.
Do you have any indication? I know you're consulting on this and this consultation is open until September, I believe. Do you have any indication how vendors and the mobile industry and the Wi-Fi people, how they feel about all of this? Traditionally, they're probably happier with a simple solution of we get the whole band. Is there an acceptance that this might be a good idea, or do you think there's a lot of hesitation still from those industries? What have you been hearing?
I think there is a greater acknowledgement of the challenges behind getting access to, again, this sort of greenfield spectrum perceived exclusive nationwide licenses, and therefore vendors are starting to get on board with the need to consider how can we make services coexist, what type of tools we need to develop, and obviously by reaching harmonization you will reach economies of scales and cost will necessarily go down. But again, I think they are starting to realize that something has got to change.
That's a very positive outview, I think. But maybe you have
looking
to be
at the glass half full.
Yes, you have to do that as a regulator, I think. I think some people might be critical of this decision or this objective from the perspective of, they see this as a compromise that will just drag on the debate. Wi-Fi says they need it, mobile says they will continue to say this, Ofcom will not kind of decide on one or the other. Is there a case for just saying, look, we're just going to decide on one?
We believe that that might not deliver the most efficient use of a spectrum in the longer run. So this is why we're very, very keen to explore. We don't have all of the answers. We think there is potential, and we think there is potential to explore right now. This is why we have started this work, and we want to engage with industry right now.
Well, thanks so much, Christina. Thanks for your input on this. And obviously anyone can reply to that consultation, and it's open till September. I don't know if you know when exactly.
September 15th. 15th
of
September.
Brilliant. And obviously this is an issue we'll be following very closely, especially as we come up to WRC 23. So you can read more about it on our newsletter, as well as our research service, where we keep track of where 6 gigahertz has been assigned and to whom. If you enjoy this episode, please subscribe to the podcast. It's available on all major podcast platforms. See you next time.